U.S. citizens stuck in Haiti are becoming more desperate to get off the island as gang violence grows. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez is in neighboring Dominican Republic.
We have seen that the United States has started to bring people from Port-au-Prince, people who have U.S. passports. Some are U.S. citizens, Haitian Americans, by helicopter to Santo Domingo.
The first state-sponsored flight from Haiti landed in Florida last night. A first for the U.S. in Middle East peace negotiations. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Egypt today.
We actually have a resolution that we put forward right now that's before the United Nations Security Council that does call for an immediate ceasefire tied to the release of hostages.
Doctors in Boston are reporting a surgical first. They've transplanted a genetically modified pig kidney into a 62-year-old patient. They say the procedure may one day make dialysis obsolete. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin farmers need rain. The U.S. Agriculture Department expects farm income to go down 25% this year. The agency blames higher costs and drought conditions in Wisconsin and other Midwestern states. Governor Evers says he's proud of what he's done to improve mental health care for everyone from teenagers to farmers in Wisconsin. He declared last year the year of mental health, but he only got about 10% of what he asked lawmakers for in the state budget.
Those are all good wins, but the fact of the matter is that I asked for $500 million, and, you know, we can do the math, and it came nothing close to that.
More with Evers on The Empowered Caregiver this weekend on Civic Media. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A Wednesday afternoon fire caused a great deal of damage to an Eau Claire home. According to the Eau Claire Fire Department, crews responded to a house fire on the 900 block of Graham Avenue around 4 p.m. on Wednesday, arriving to find the fire in the first floor bathroom of the building. Crews extinguished the fire quickly and nobody was reported injured. Fire officials estimate that the building suffered around $70,000 worth of fire smoke and water damage, and the cause of the fire is under investigation. In-person absentee voting is officially underway in Eau Claire. The city sent out a reminder that in-person absentee voting is underway with information for residents on where they can exercise their right to vote. City of Eau Claire residents will have voting available in the City Hall parking lot drive-thru on weekdays from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. until next Friday. City residents can also use the service to register to vote if they have not already, and voters who received their absentee ballots in the mail can drop them off in the drive-thru. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Celtics beat the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Boston Celtics controlled the game and held out to the end to beat the Bucks last night in Boston, 122-19. Doc Rivers says the game had some teaching moments.
We had a lot of self-inflicted wounds tonight with turnovers, offensive rebounds, bad possessions. But all of those are great things for us, like to watch film and to learn and get better. So this is a really good learning opportunity for us, is the way I look at it.
Tonight, the Bucks host the Nets. NCAA tournament. The Badgers are in Brooklyn to face James Madison University tomorrow night. Tip off at 8:40. It's been 2 years since the Badgers got into the tournament when Chucky Hepburn suffered a serious injury to his left ankle in that game against Iowa State.
Yeah, that was definitely hard, you know, going out like that and not being able to fight out there with my brothers. You know, definitely tough, but we hope to make a long run in this tournament. So, you know, we got to do whatever we got to do to get our bodies right.
That's the Badgers' Chucky Hepburn. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a winter weather advisory in effect for tonight. We could get around 3 to 5 or 6 inches of snow tonight through early tomorrow morning, with snow ending by mid-morning on Friday. Today, cloudy, 35, snow tonight, 26. Snow ending tomorrow with more snow and rain on the way late weekend into early next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Friday morning on Up North News Radio, media critic Mark Jacob, national correspondent Kia Vakil, and Brittany Merlo's weekend forecast.
From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Thank you so very much for joining us. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, and Calvin Butenhoff, all coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. Very busy show coming up today. Next hour, Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be here with our public cervix announcement at 11:06. If you have a question for her, you can always email it in. Send it to janesays@civicmedia.us. And then J.R. Radcliffe from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's going to join us at 11:33 to talk all things sports, college, basketball. It's happening. There's lots of excitement.
I can feel it's palpable, especially in this room. It's so palpable between the two of us.
Absolutely.
College basketball junkies.
And then there's this really weird story about Shohei Ohtani and his
Shohei Ohtani.
That guy. Yes. Same person. His interpreter has been apparently stealing money from him.
Oh boy.
Millions and millions.
What an original idea. What an original story.
It's kind of sad, but we're going to talk to J.R. Radcliffe about that coming up at 11:33. Going to start off though with our statewide Ride into Spring contest. So every weekday through next week at 7, 10, 1, and 3, you have a chance to pick up an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. There is one winner every hour. Again, at 7, 10, 1, and 3. And then everyone, including the winners, are entered to win one of two grand prizes, including a brand new bicycle, a 3-in-1 blender, and an outdoor patio love seat. So here's what you do. You download the Civic Media app. Go to your app store. Download the Civic Media app. That will give you access to all of the stations all across the state. So mm-hmm. No matter where you're listening, if you're listening in Eau Claire or La Crosse or in Hayward or Richland Center or Amory. On WLAK, you text the word of the hour, and the word is, Greg Bach?
Yes.
Dells.
There it is.
D-E-L-L-S, Dells. Text the word Dells via the Civic Media app, wherever you are listening, across the state of Wisconsin, and then, you do that this hour. You only have to enter once.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You can enter once.
Once an hour.
Again, it's 7, Ooh. 10, 1, and 3.
They're coming in.
Oh, good. And, 4 winners a day, less little overnight stay, and then you get in the running for the grand prize.
Yeah, and folks, while you're out there, we see your text messages coming through. Just drop us a line. Let us know how you're doing, where you're listening from.
We'd love to know where you listen.
You know, you don't have to get into some big discussion with us. You can be like, hey, this is so-and-so from Where and Where, and we'd love to hear from you because we love to know where the where's and the who's.
I love Where and Where. It's one of my favorite places. I've also never been in Wisconsin. We're going to start off with a little uh-oh, Rojo.
Rut-row.
Ron Johnson's name came up yesterday during the hearing about the Bidens and their never-ending search for something that they can hang on them because they haven't found any evidence yet.
I'm sorry, the Biden crime family.
Oh, that's right. I apologize. A former associate of Donald Trump's ex-attorney, Rudy Giuliani, Lev Parnas worked with Giuliani to try to dig up damaging information in Ukraine on Joe Biden and his son Hunter in the run-up to the 2020 election. That was all to make Biden look bad. So Lev Parnas was there trying to mine some stuff that they could use against him. And Lev Parnas told the panel yesterday that Donald Trump, Rudy Giuliani, and various cohorts of individuals in government and media positions essentially lied to the public. Lev Parnas said accusations of the Bidens being corrupt, the accusations were untrue then, and they're untrue now.
I'm not going to lie. I totally forgot Lev Parnas was a person. And then when we said the name, I forgot. He's like a henchman from Central Casting. He just looks the part. And the fact that now he's like, no, nah, it was a lie. Eh.
Yeah. Big surprise. I believe we have a clip from Mr. Parnas' testimony yesterday. Calvin, if you want to hit that, please.
Everything was for the ultimate benefit of Donald Trump and thereby Vladimir Putin. Because the team's investigations were centered around Biden and Ukraine, I was designated the point person in every matter they pursued. That is how I know with certainty that these Biden stories are untrue then and are untrue now. Excuse? Congressman Pete Sessions, then Congressman Devin Nunes, Senator Ron Johnson, and many others understood they were pushing a false narrative. The same goes for John Solomon, Sean Hannity, and media personnel, particularly at Fox News, who used this narrative to manipulate the public ahead of the 2020 elections. Sadly, they are still doing this today as we approach the 2024 elections. We cannot separate this conspiracy from the Russian-Ukraine war because Trump has no intention to keep aiding Ukraine. Without the support of the United States and NATO, millions in Ukraine will suffer and die. If we allow Russia to defeat Ukraine, eventually that suffering will reach American shores. Today, I admit my own wrongdoings. I have been a convicted federal election campaign and fraud crimes and served my sentence. I do not hide that from reality. It is part of my truth. Despite rigorous attempts by those in power to silence me, I will be silenced no longer.
Lev Parnas yesterday in a House committee hearing about the alleged Biden crime family.
I just kind of love the way he's just like, this is my truth. I did wrong. I served my time. And now I'm here to tell the truth. I don't know the guy from Adam, but I'm like, go Lev.
Well, and I think it's kind of difficult at this point for the House Republicans to say that his testimony isn't credible because he's a former felon.
Yeah.
When their lead witness, the Smirnoff guy, is now in prison. So if you're going to bring your guy up from prison and say that that is acceptable testimony, yes, then I kind of think that has to apply in this case as well.
I mean, there's a ton of other things, too, on this whole impeachment fiasco, which leads, you know, the Democrats know that there's nothing there and they keep poking at the GOP about it. What was the Florida congressman?
Jared Moskowitz.
Jared Moskowitz said in the committee room, he's like, I'll call for impeachment now. Chair, you can second it and we can go through this right now. And he did it. And he's like, I'm waiting for you. You can just second this. And they just wouldn't do it. And then we have a clip between Jamie Raskin and
James Comer,
which is very, very interesting and telling about how much water this whole allegation holds. Calvin, can you play that clip?
Investigated.
Well, we impeached him. You were invited to impeach Joe Biden today.
Are you supporting, are you going to work with me to see that Joe Biden comes and answers these discrepancies? I mean, this is a big deal.
There's no discrepancies.
There's no discrepancies.
No, there's no evidence at all that he's committed any high crime and misdemeanor. What is it?
In closing, I want to thank our panelists.
Wait a minute.
For their important and insightful testimony today.
He just kind of ignored him.
I thought the Biden crime family was full of crime and laptops and crime filled laptops. And I got to impeach him. Okay, cool. Let's impeach him. For what? I got to go. I have lunch. Lunch is important.
Well, and I think it's also worth reminding folks that Fox News, once Lev Parnas started testifying and brought up all of these connections with the former Trump administration and Russia, Fox cut away.
Yeah, of course.
it's like, oh, this is getting too hot and a little too real. We certainly don't want our audience to see any of this. That would be bad.
As soon as they started naming good old Sean O'Hannity.
Sean.
That is not a good look.
Also, in Lev Parnas's testimony yesterday, quote, Senator Ron Johnson was our guy in the Senate. It was told to me that when we push the information, he's going to push it in the halls of Congress, unquote. A Johnson spokeswoman dismisses this and calls these accusations baseless.
Oh, yes. That doesn't sound like the senior senator from Wisconsin at all. Please.
His references to Ron Johnson centered around the Wisconsin Republicans' investigation with Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley into Hunter Biden's ties to the energy company in Ukraine, Burisma, while Joe Biden, then vice president, was directing U.S. policy toward Ukraine. Johnson's investigation wrapped up in 2020 and did not connect Biden to a crime. There's another Republican from New York who essentially said on the news this morning, there is not enough to impeach. There is no evidence. We have no documentation. It's not there.
All this is showboating, grandstanding, and really allowing us to see they have nothing to do, nothing to stand on, no policies, no bills, no way to even move the country further in their mind. So, like, you know, bills that the GOP championed, they're not even trying to push those through. This is all about trying once again to impeach Biden, which they know they can't do, but that doesn't matter because it wastes time.
It wastes time, and they get to keep putting their narrative in front of people.
Yeah.
Even though, again, there is no there.
No.
Morning Joe said this morning that their biggest mistake was actually holding these hearings because all that's done is laid bare how little they got.
Yes. And
you know, they could have kept talking about it, and they could have kept coming out and talking to the cameras and making these accusations about crimes and just kept those aspersions going, and that probably would have worked more efficiently for them than what they're doing now.
And I also just want to pull up a little piece of history that happened, I think late last year, when Hunter Biden agreed to testify, agreed to be interviewed, be part of the investigation, and he said, I will do it. And I will do it in the open.
I want to do it in public.
And they said, well, you know, our schedule is real busy. We only have closed door sessions. Can you make that? We'll get the information to the people, but we can only do closed. No, I do it in front of people. And that's it. Because they knew as soon as it went open, they were going to look like even bigger fools.
855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. If you would like to join the conversation, you can always leave a comment on the live stream, if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Tom, I see you on the line. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. We're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
She gets mad and she starts to cry. She takes a swing, man. She can't hurt. She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do about it. James
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power, or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Cal B coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call, text 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon has ruined. Talking about the hearing yesterday in Washington surrounding the alleged Biden crime family. And that didn't go necessarily very well for House Republicans. Lev Parnas, who was an associate of Rudy Giuliani, of course, a very close advisor to then President Trump. Lev Parnas essentially said that all of this dirt alleging, you know, the Bidens were involved in nefarious dealings is a lie. And it came from Russian sources and was pushed by Russian sources. As Parnas said yesterday, he was at the center of this effort to find some dirt. Quote, I was designated the point person in every matter they pursued. He would meet with conservative news outlets and Trump confidants to spread information he says came out of Russia. And he also cited our very own senior senator, Ron Johnson, as being part of this effort to push forward this false information. Johnson's spokesperson says this is full, you know, this is baseless. I want to acknowledge that, you know, at least that's what his side says. But I guess we can all draw our own conclusions. They don't have anything.
No.
They got nothing.
They have nothing.
Zippo, butkus.
And inside that nothing, like I mentioned before, they not only have nothing as far as allegations, just accusations, they also have no legislation. They have no way of moving this country forward. We every 45 days we're on the brink of a shutdown because these idiots, and I'm going to include all of them right now, can't come together and put forth a budget. So like, let's just 45 days. No, that's that. You get an extension in college once when someone dies. You don't get extension after extension after extension. You don't get to try to. How about this? You don't get to try to impeach anybody until you finish your homework.
That's a I would heartily back that.
That's when you get to impeach someone. You get your cartoons.
Get your work done.
You get your video games when your work is done. How about that?
Let's take away all their video games. I love that idea. God. Tom from LA is on the line. Good morning, Tom. How you doing?
Good morning, Jane. Good morning, Greg. Or Chris.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome, buddy. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. What I'd like to say just to all the conservative people and regular, conservative callers and conservative, just general populace, aren't you tired of just being fooled? I mean, let's just go back a little bit in history. You were fooled by Scott Walker, the guy that said that he's going to devise a plan called Divide and Conquer from other Wisconsinites.
He promised 250,000. He promised 250,000 jobs too, Tom.
Absolutely. And the thing is, all he did was divide families. All he did was divide Wisconsinites. All he did was divide Packer and Badger fans. I mean, come on, guys. I mean, I'm from Wisconsin. I believe in this state. And now we're seeing it again. Now you have Ron Johnson, who is a part of this whole scheme. And now you have them actually going to try to do this whole scheme again with Paul Manafort coming back into the picture. Please don't be foolish. Don't vote like for some type of Jill Stein or any of these other people. Vote for Joe Biden. Vote for democracy. Don't vote for authoritarianism. It's not going to be pretty when we have it. And you guys have already seen a part of it with the the reduction of unions and the reduction of all the different things that have happened to Wisconsin, because they knew that if they could do it to the good-hearted people of Wisconsin, that they could do it anywhere else in the country. Not because Wisconsin people are gullible, but because Wisconsin people are honest. Wisconsin people are nice. Wisconsin people are there just to help their neighbor. And they thought that if they can poison you with the propaganda that is on the regular corporate media, that they could basically take over not just your state, but the United States.
Yeah.
And I just really hope everyone just gets registered to vote. If you are a staunch Republican, please, we know which way you're going to vote. So pick someone else that's never voted before. Get them registered to vote. Vote, 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 so we don't have an authoritarian dictatorship and we actually have a democracy. Please, and please fight to get money out of politics.
Really appreciate it, Tom. Yep, you're right. I agree with you completely about Wisconsin not being full of good people.
Yeah,
we are good people.
Yeah, and something that you said earlier in the call, Tom, I'm going to expound upon, which is those people who voted for the openings of authoritarianism, people who are you're a MAGA follower, a Trumpster, whatever you want to call yourself. What have you got to show for that support? 4 years. I mean, let's take it from, so let's say you jumped in at 2015 to now. What does this country have to show for it? Where's the evidence that it got better? You don't have to love Joe Biden. I'm not even saying you have to vote for Joe Biden, but what I'm asking for is concrete proof from you instead of accusation, lies, laptops, conspiracy theories. Tell me how the country is doing better because of them. And if I can't counter it, seriously, it's always about the economy. We're doing so much better. We're not doing better because of Donald Trump. We're doing better because of Joe Biden and the reaching across the aisle and the bipartisan work that they've all done.
Yes.
So give me an idea of what you've gotten out of this that's tangible, that has helped you, other than some good comeback lines.
Well, and I was going to do this tomorrow, but I think it's worth reminding folks. Remember that big 2017 tax reform bill that Paul Ryan was so very, very excited about? Well, those tax cuts for people like us have expired.
Yep.
You know whose tax cuts have not expired? For the wealthy and corporations. Yeah. I know it's shocking. I know people will be shocked.
Yep.
But those tax cuts are still in place, but just not for the rest of us. And Tom is absolutely right. Wisconsin is going to be critical.
Yes.
Seriously critical in this election. It's going to be tight. That's why we definitely need everyone to vote. We need people to vote in numbers like they have never seen before, so that we don't have to end up where we were with it was rigged and it was stolen and all that baloney.
We can't brag on 66%, people.
No.
We cannot brag on 66%.
We should all be embarrassed by that turnout. It's tragic. All right. News is on the way next. Dr. Kristen Lierley here with our public service announcement at 11:06. If you have a question for her, text it in at 855-75-CIVIC. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A former Milwaukee election official is found guilty of election fraud. A jury says Kimberly Zapata used fake names to get a hold of military absentee ballots. Her lawyer argued she was trying to make a point about flaws in the election system. Zapata could get up to 5 years in prison. A polarizing figure from the Kenosha riots of 2020 is invited to speak at Kent State University in Ohio. Students and alumni are split about Kyle Rittenhouse coming to campus, including Hunter Chenevy.
I like the idea that a public university like Kent State has this diverse opinions being represented and coming onto campus. Now, whether or not those opinions are appropriate or not, I think that's up for debate.
Rittenhouse killed two people. Four students were shot to death at Kent State in 1970. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Shane Helmbrecht appeared in an Eau Claire courtroom on Wednesday for a status conference. According to court documents, Helmbrecht was scheduled for a competency hearing before this hearing, but the doctor who met with him did not have all the records needed to review his case. Lawyers for both sides agreed to hold the competency hearing on April 12th, with another status conference a week prior to ensure everything is proceeding as planned. Helmbrecht is accused of killing his neighbor, Jen Ward, in 2016. The Eau Claire Police Department is asking for community assistance in finding a woman wanted for ramming into a squad car. Authorities are looking for Cassandra K. Sloviak, who is accused of being involved in a chase with officers during which she rammed her car into a squad car to escape. Officers were reportedly trying to take her into custody on other warrants, of which she has multiple out for her arrest. Anybody with information about Sloviak's whereabouts is encouraged to contact Eau Claire Police. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio, refreshed.
Pete with the 60-second showbiz beat. Life is a gamble, especially when you gamble. Last week, News Nation reported that Bruno Mars owed $50 million to MGM Resorts from gambling debts. Mars is under contract with MGM, where he makes $1.5 million a night, which means if the rumors are true, it's going to take him 5 weeks to pay off that $50 million. MGM went on the record saying they are proud of the relationship they have with Mars, who is one of the world's most thrilling and dynamic performers, and a guy you definitely want at your poker table. Fans of the royal family continue to be concerned about the well-being of Kate Middleton. Rest easy, the New York Post reports that Middleton's professional look-alike, 43-year-old Heidi Hagen, is finally speaking to the media. Hagen, who has impersonated Kate since 2012 at parties and meet-and-greets, says recent photos of William and Kate are legitimate. She says it is not her in the photos, as some have claimed. I mean, if you can't believe an impersonator look-alike, who can you believe? In a related story, Prince William was seen with Elvis. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The calm before the storm. Clouds begin to thicken and snow chances start to move in after 10 p.m. The heaviest hit of snow will be overnight into early tomorrow morning. It'll start to lighten up and scatter out as we go through Friday afternoon, leaving us with around 2 to 5 inches. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Tell a friend what's on tap.
There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Good morning. morning. Welcome to Matinaire on Air. Jane Matinaire, Greg Bach, and Calvin coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Thank you for joining us today. Dr. Kristen Lyerly coming in at 11:06 for our public service announcement. And then we're going to talk some sports with J.R. Radcliffe from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel coming up at 11:33. Right now, though, it is the 10 o'clock hour. Greg Bach.
Yeah.
And that means you still have time to ride into spring. Our text to win statewide contest. You want to text the word, well, first of all, download the Civic Media app.
Yes, first.
Go to your app store. Download the Civic Media app. It is free, and it's pretty fabulous. For I'm just saying.
Just putting it out there.
I'll just say it's pretty fabulous. And open it up. You want to go to the station that you're listening to. So if you're listening in Oshkosh, that's WISS.
Yep.
If you're listening in La Crosse, that's the Eagle, WLCX, wherever you are. Here in Waukesha, it's WAUK. You go to your station and then hit the text button.
Correct. Yep.
And text in the word DELLS, DELLS. The word is DELLS, like Wisconsin DELLS.
I get it now.
Not BELLS, because someone actually texted in BELLS. That's not going to help. So you can text the word DELLS from the Civic Media app before 11 o'clock today. You have a chance to pick up an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. We have one winner for each hour, and then everyone who enters and the winners as well go into one of our two grand prizes, brand new bicycles, a fancy schmancy blender, and a very nice outdoor patio love seat. So again, you have the next 27 minutes, something like that. Until 11 o'clock, text the word DELLS, D-E-L-L-S, on the app, W-A-U-K, if you're listening here in Waukesha, wherever you are listening. And good luck.
And you must participate through the app. You can't just text the word to us.
Yep. And the app is great because, seriously, you can listen to all the stations all across the network. You can catch different shows. If you live outside, outstate, and you want to know what's going on in your hometown, Richland Center, wherever, this gives you a chance to have a little taste of home.
Yeah.
At the same time. All right. We are going to switch gears a little bit and talk about the North Carolina Republican gubernatorial candidate, Mark Robinson.
Oh, he's...
He's something.
He is a pile of human, he is.
Yeah. He was the lieutenant governor.
Yeah.
Now he is running for governor, again, for the Republican Party.
Yeah.
And some of his old comments, as tends to happen, are resurfacing now that he's in the running for this. In August of 2021, then North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson attacked Olympic gymnast Simone Biles.
Obviously, Simone Biles came at him with some poisonous words or a physical attack of some sort. I'm almost assuming that it was justified in what he said.
He was referring to the fact that she pulled herself out of competition because she couldn't tell up from down. And when you're a gymnast launching yourself, I don't know, over a 4-inch wooden beam, orientation is kind of important. So you don't, I don't know, land on your head.
Yeah.
And break your neck.
Yeah.
And she admitted that she was having some mental health issues.
Good on her for taking the steps.
Apparently not, according to then Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson.
Mm.
That makes her weak.
Oh, she's weak.
She's weak.
She's weak. Okay. Jane, it's too bad that it's just me and you talking about this and that we don't have some sort of audio proof to back up what you're saying. It's a shame that doesn't exist in this moment right now.
I think it does.
It does?
Let's play that clip, Kelvin.
Whenever I think about being worn out, being tired, you know, somebody get this on the phone and probably end up on Facebook with it. I ain't no little weak gymnast that quits when you're doing this stuff. My generation is cut from the death of law. Now, I don't quit when you're doing this stuff. Been plenty of times when I've been in the car, tired, dog tired. I'm turning around to go back home. You see, I'm not doing this for myself. I'm not like somebody out there flipping around on TV on some monkey bars out there trying to get a gold medal for myself. I'm doing this for a bigger cause. I'm doing this for this state. I'm doing it for this nation. I'm doing this for my grandchildren and their children. So they can have the kind of life that I have, a life of freedom.
I ain't no little weak gymnast that quits when the going gets tough.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
So a few things there, Mark, and I hope you're listening.
Okay.
First of all, you got to know the story of Mark Robinson, and I will tell it very quickly. He's a guy who just rose to fame in the Republican Party quick because he went on Facebook, and he admits to doing this, saying the most out of the mind crazy things to get attention, clicks, and interest. He admits to that.
So he was a troll.
He was a troll.
He just posting egregious yes. things to get attention.
When you listen to that, and more so when you watch the video, he says right there, and I know what I'm going to say is going to be put on Facebook, he looks directly into the camera and raises his eyebrow. So he either, in my opinion, he either A, planted that person, or B, knew exactly what he was doing by saying those words, because he likes the attention. He likes saying, and then he launches into saying that Simone Biles, a multi-award Olympic gold, silver.
Arguably one of the most successful Olympians in history.
Probably the best gymnast alive right now. She's weak because A, she was looking after her health, and B, looking after her mental health. I would love to have Miss Biles in this room right now, or Mrs. Jones, however, or Mrs. Owens.
Mrs. Owens.
Yeah. However she wants to be referred to. I'd love to ask her if she could give me 10 examples of when she wanted to quit. Because I'll guarantee you there were plenty of times when she didn't want to go to practice. Plenty of times she didn't want to stay home and get rest. Plenty of times she wanted to eat whatever she wanted to eat. Plenty of times where she just wanted to stop. And guess what she didn't do? She didn't stop. And she is rewarded for that. And she is an elite athlete for that. And Mark Robinson is nowhere near as good as she is in so many respects.
Not in his mind. Quote, my generation is cut from a different cloth that I don't quit when the going gets tough. Been plenty of times when I've been in the car, tired, dog tired. Well, turn around and go back home. You see, I'm not doing this for myself. I'm not like somebody out there flipping around on TV on some monkey bars. Out there trying to get a gold medal for myself.
Last time I checked, the Olympics are a way to represent your country,
yes.
your pride. The people bring a sense of morale to the populace. Also, I'm tired. I couldn't possibly get out of my car and walk up to that podium and make a speech. That's definitely the same thing as being a world-class gymnast. Also, Mark Robinson, let's see, that was 2021. That was mm-hmm. 3 years ago. He was 52 when he gave that speech. He is Generation X. Cut from the same cloth. We are of the same generation, sir. I remember growing up having people, the boomers and above them, the greatest generation and the depression generation, calling us lazy, weak, entitled, and stupid. So don't tell me you are cut from the same cloth, sir.
And what I find really disturbing about this, and you and I were talking about this before the show started, is the indirect insult to people who are having mental health problems.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
It's just, the woman admitted that she was having issues and she sought help for it.
Yes.
And I think by her coming forward and doing that, because she's such a role model, especially yeah. for young women, that helps.
Yeah,
that helps bring attention to, it can happen to me. It can happen to you. Mm-hmm. It's not a shameful thing
no.
to seek help if you're having a mental health crisis.
She didn't quit. She took a break and she healed herself and she got back up and she started doing it again. And you know what, Mr. Robinson, something I deeply resent by your words. I'm talking about like he's on the phone right now. I'm sorry. I don't mean to do that. Something that I deeply resent by his words is we have, as far as men go, and men of color, a huge mental health crisis. We commit suicide in disturbing amounts because we do not know how. We were not taught how to express ourselves. We were not taught to accept mental illness or just even feeling depressed as something that isn't against the code of manliness.
That's right.
So you getting up on stage and saying, I am not weak-willed because I can give a speech and she's weak-willed, shame on you for doing that, because you know what? Your words reverberate with some people, and some of those people might say to themselves, well, if Mark Robinson can do it, I can, and I will take my problems, I will stuff them down, and I will just keep going. And you know what that does? Only makes it worse.
You're so right, Greg. You absolutely are. It's We know mental health is a crisis in this country.
Yes.
And it's being addressed. I mean, Governor Evers tried last year calling it the year of mental health.
Yeah.
And shaming people who reach out for help is shameful.
Yeah.
And like you said, especially for men, I love men. I have many men in my life, and I feel for you guys that you have these unfair expectations of always being even keeled and always being okay, and you're always all right. No one is always all right.
No.
No one.
No.
Rob from Port Edwards is on the line. Good morning, Rob. Thank you so much for joining us. What do you want to say?
Good morning. Thanks for listening to me. I'm listening up to you. Good show.
Thank you very much.
It was a zero-sum. It was a zero-sum game. This gentleman bloviating against Simone Biles. It's rude, obnoxious, and the guy's out of line. But if I'm not mistaken, Simone Biles was part of that group of gymnasts that was affected by that sexual predator, the team doctor or what have you. Forgive me if I'm mistaken.
Larry Nassar is who you're talking about. Yep.
Yep. And because of that, my ex-wife, three of my daughters, one of my granddaughters have all suffered through incredible sexual tragedy. And it's simply that. And to say that, oh, just get over it. You should be just tough. And you know, you're an athlete, so it's no big deal. Get real. It's all kinds of wrong. They don't get it.
No, he really doesn't. And Rob, too, again, I think this is such a terrible message, especially like Greg said, for men, because men have issues, too. And if you're told that's not manly, that's not good for you.
No, that's the reason why we have such hard times dealing with abuse comes from many places. And one of the places they come from is untreated mental health issues. And sometimes men, the only way we know how to express ourselves is through violence, whether it's words or actions. And maybe if we said to ourselves, maybe we said as a society, hey, what's going on? What's wrong? Let's talk. And by the way, I mean this for everybody too, but I'm a man and I know the group it affects. His words aren't just cheeky and you know, I'm just trying to say something to be, whatever. No, your words have consequences, and shame on you. And Rob is correct. She was
among those.
Yeah. So,
and that was Larry Nassar was that gymnastics coach. Anyway, I'm sure Simone Biles doesn't even know this is going on, and I'm sure she probably doesn't care. Again, this is from 2021. She seems to be doing just fine.
Yeah.
I think she's doing just fine for herself.
She's living life, and she looks so, when she was in Wisconsin.
What a joyful person.
Exactly. And,
right?
Yeah. And that's the kind of joy that comes from taking care of yourself. You can only love others when you love yourself. And she seems to do that. And she seems to spread that love everywhere. And Mark Robinson spreads crap.
I'm glad you got that off your chest.
Woo!
Cleansing breath, Greg Bach. A cleansing breath.
Amory.
There you go. All right. When we return, she's going on the road, and we'll tell you where she's going to be. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Good morning. Welcome to the sing-along. It's Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board. We're coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Give us a call at 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. You still have 9 minutes to text the word from our app. Text the word DELLS, D-E-L-L-S. To wherever you are listening to your Civic Media across the state of Wisconsin, download the Civic Media app and then go to either WAUK or WLCX or WISS. Hit the text line and text the word DELLS, D-E-L-L-S. Then you will be in the drawing for an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort. Four winners every day, one winner an hour. Mm-hmm. And then everybody going to go and have a chance at one of two grand prizes, which includes bicycles and this fancy schmancy blender.
Three in one.
I know. I'm excited. And this outdoor, nice outdoor love seat as well. So again, you have until 11 o'clock. Your next chance will be in the 1 o'clock hour with Todd Alba. And then in the 3 o'clock hour with Maggie Dawn. I did want to share a text that we got. Mike from Green Bay here listening on WGBW. I listen all the time and I just downloaded the app. Thank you so much, Mike. We really, really appreciate it. As we've always said, the Civic Media app, while it won't probably change the course of your life, it shouldn't make it worse.
But now that they can win fabulous prizes.
They can win fabulous prizes.
An overnight at the Chula Vista Resort, and then maybe they're hanging out at a restaurant there, and they're like, they meet someone like, oh my gosh, you're really cute. And they're like, oh my God, you're really cute. And then they kiss, and then they get married, and then they discover like a new element on the periodic table. So really when it comes down to it, is it impossible? No. Improbable? Yes. But the Civic Media app could change your life.
It has the potential. It has the potential. All right. She's going on the road. Senator Tammy Baldwin is hitting the road. She's calling it her Tammy's Dairyland Tour. So next week from Monday the 25th to Friday the 29th, Senator Baldwin will be on a five-day statewide tour highlighting the issues at the heart of communities across Wisconsin. This is from a press release from the senator. On the tour, I'm meeting with Wisconsinites from red, blue, and purple rural, urban, and suburban communities to listen to them and hear about the issues that matter most to their families. With so much at stake this year, Wisconsinites have my word. I'm going to keep working hard to move Wisconsin and our country forward. In all, it's going to be 19 different counties.
Oh, boy.
So Douglas, Bayfield, Ashland, Oneida, Lincoln, Wood, Marathon. It's going to be a busy week.
It is a marathon.
Wapaka, Outagamie, Winnebago, Dodge, Jefferson, Green, Richland, Vernon, La Crosse, Juneau, Sauk, and Columbia counties.
Well, that's getting out there in the... It's getting out there.
It's getting out there.
Nowhere
absolutely.
Near us.
No, nowhere near us. But
man!
That's, we will hopefully have the senator on one of these days. But if... I highly encourage you, if you can, to get out. And at least Senator Baldwin actually spends time in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And actually visits communities in Wisconsin, as opposed to Senator Johnson,
yeah,
who I saw this morning again on, it wasn't Fox, but it was One America News. He's all over TV.
Yeah.
I don't know the last time he's actually talked to any constituents. He does spend a lot of time in Florida.
Well, I mean, and when he does talk to constituents, I've seen him just berate them and make fun of them and never say anything of real, you know, consequence anyways. Usually when he's speaking, it's nothing worth listening to.
Well, with the latest news that came out yesterday about Senator Johnson's alleged involvement in pushing forward Russian disinformation about the Biden crime family, I highly doubt he's going to be talking to anybody in his neighborhood anytime soon.
Rut-row. Also, you know, another thing you do when you are a senator in Wisconsin, you travel around. I was sent ahead of time. Just, I didn't know if I told you this. I was sent ahead of time itineraries for everything she's doing while she's here. Nowhere on here does it say jumping in a lake.
No.
Throwing an axe.
Ah.
Or bloviating with stupidity over how to lower prices in this country. Because she's not a business person.
Yeah.
I'm talking to Eric Hovde.
I kind of figured that was some pointed comments.
Yeah.
I suppose this is as good a time as any. We could run that totally real and completely legitimate attack ad against Senator Baldwin. Completely legitimate. In case you haven't had a chance to hear it, Calvin, why don't we take a listen?
What has Senator Tammy Baldwin done to Wisconsin? Let's take a look at her record. Last year, Senator Baldwin helped lower the cost of insulin for Wisconsin seniors. Shocking? Oh, yes. A $35 cap on out-of-pocket costs for senior citizens on Medicare? And there's more. Tammy Baldwin brought home $200 million to fight for clean drinking water for everyone and is helping build actual bridges in Wisconsin by securing over $3 billion through the bipartisan infrastructure law. Is this what the people of Wisconsin want? A radical socialist, communist, Marxist, liberal, feminist in a caravan? A lawmaker doing actual work on your behalf? We know better. So vote for the California guy running against Senator Tammy Baldwin. She needs to stop getting things done for Wisconsin. You guys, this is actual good stuff. Did you know? Whatever. Paid for by the We Got Nothing Else Super PAC. Also, Senator Baldwin has no idea who we are and does not endorse this message.
That's a tough, tough attack, Ed.
I will tell the people listening, though, when we were given this ad, we had to go to a garage.
At midnight.
At midnight, and someone slid it through. And a VHS copy, too, which is very hard to transfer to digital.
It was tough.
But we wanted to get this to the people, and we thank you, stranger in the night, smoking a tiny cigarette. Just, here you go.
We're wearing sunglasses, too. Yeah. It was so odd. All right. Just a reminder, and we've had a couple of emails about this, and a couple of people have asked about these referendum that are going to be on the ballot on April 2nd. And we're going to have Deborah Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters is going to join us next Tuesday at 11:33 to explain what these referendum are, what it would mean going forward. And again, if you ever have a question or something you want us to address, this actually came through an email at Jane Says. So just shoot us an email anytime at Jane Says, JaneSays, at civicmedia.us. News is coming up next. And then Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be here with our public service announcement. Stay close. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin.
Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief, a medical first.
Surgeons at Mass General in Boston have transplanted a kidney from a genetically engineered